This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it's the news everybody's talking about. Yes, we knew it was going to happen. The Federal Reserve hikes interest rates. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us. How much? By 0.75 percentage point. That's pretty aggressive. The most yet to try to control, they say, rising prices. Also saying there may be another large hike, maybe later this year, coming up in July or perhaps even August. So this was big because if you look at mortgages, if you look at borrowing money, it means it's going to cost more to do that. And Americans are not happy about that overall because it's this big push from central bank policymakers that now will make it very tough. If you're trying to get a mortgage, if you're trying to get a car loan, all of that means thousands of dollars more. The move to hike the interest rates is all about trying to cool off an overheated economy. And how do you do that? By dampening consumer spending. At least that's the thought. That means that demand for goods and services falls and prices would come back down to earth. But lots of businesses are concerned that the move to get inflation under control could cool off the economy too much. And that means the dreaded R word. We've been talking about this, a new recession and a wave of layoffs. There have been some layoffs in the mortgage area and in other financial institutes because of what's going on with interest rates and what's in turn happening with people not turning around and looking to buy houses, for example. So if you look at the 75 basis point increase, it's a pretty big one. I mean, it's big. Is that going to happen again in July? So in May, prices were up to 8.6% more compared with the year earlier. That's significant. It is a new pandemic era high. So you have soaring energy, housing, food prices. It's driving up costs at the fastest pace that we've seen in four decades. You know it. I know it. We're feeling it. And I think people are feeling constrained in almost every part of their daily life, whether it's running to the grocery store, gas, rent, whatever situation that you're in. At least the financial markets closed a little bit higher on Wednesday after some volatility, with NASDAQ up 2.5% and the Dow averaging gaining 1%, but at least it's in the upward direction, right? It's tough this past year if you look at it. It seems as though we're in this dire situation and it's out of control. So the Fed is trying to do what it can do to control it. And the pressure is to lower inflation and slow hiring, but not cause people to lose their jobs. But that's a pretty difficult task to try to meet. An unemployment rate that is above 4%. Would probably reflect a more healthy economy, is what the feds are saying. But watch out, because I think it's got this crazy ripple effect. And that ripple effect is more to borrow, less opportunity to borrow, and it affects big swaths of industry, which then in turn affects the people who work in said industries. And much different than a year ago, 2 years ago. It's just a completely different turn on what we're spending on what it looks like on how to try to control. Some say it's a risky, ridiculous experiment. So how do you turn it around? Tax cuts. Will there be any kind of tax cuts? One of the things that Biden is talking about is a gas holiday. In some states, they've already had those. But how much would that actually save consumers, especially federally? And would it be worth it in trying to execute that? It wouldn't be impossible to execute, but would it really be worth it? Now, areas where they've had layoffs, real estate jobs, of course, have been cut. Redfin and Compass, I mentioned both of those. We talked about those just the other night, where people were gobbling up real estate and companies were left holding the bag. They didn't have enough people. But mortgage rates climbing, home sales dropping, and you got layoffs. Redfin cut about 8% of its employees. Compass reducing its workforce by 10%, and that's a definite indicator that the red flaming hot housing market is slowing. Otherwise, they wouldn't lay people off unless they absolutely had to. In fact, that was what the memo that was sent out from the Redfin CEO, Glenn Kelman, said. They wouldn't do it if they didn't have to, but we have to. We're losing a lot of good people in order to be able to stay in the game. So demand for their services in May was about 17% below expectations. They had to turn around, he's saying, and do something to preserve the company. And the last 4 years is the second time they've had layoffs. During the early days of the pandemic, they cut their staff and furloughed about 40% of agents because, of course, the housing market then was seizing up. Yeah, tough business already to begin with, but things related to real estate especially, that's where we're seeing some movement. That's where some of these jobs are being lost, right? Yeah. Very, very, very tough. So that's the conversation that a lot of people are having across the United States. The other conversation is, how hot is it? If you go onto social media, people are showing their thermometers and what it's like. And 16 cities set or tied records for their highest temperatures. Macon, Georgia, 103 degrees. Chicago Airport, I've got a cousin who lives in Chicago, and he was showing how hot it was even in the early evening. So Chicago O'Hare Airport had a record temperature of 96, 15 degrees above normal, well above the 77 degrees it was last year on the same date. More than 120 million people under heat warnings and advisories on Wednesday. Dangerous, dangerous heat in the Southwest, Colorado, Nebraska, Nevada, and Oklahoma. I mean, this is where these places try to set up cooling stations because so many don't realize just how hot it is once they're out there and they feel that temperature all over them and they have no water, no electrolytes, and that spells disaster when you have excessive heat. Odds and Ends coming your way next.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
COVID, the top doc in America. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. And a follow-up to Yellowstone. Wow, those floods just leveling that landscape. And the landscape is dramatically different. I saw a story, a sad story, where a couple, they were talking about how they were in their house and it felt like there was a shift. And they suddenly realized the house was moving. They got out of the house. They started to head for higher ground. They turned around and watched as their house left its place along the banks of the river and just floated off and eventually sank. So those devastating floodwaters have wiped out miles of road, hundreds of bridges in Yellowstone National Park, and swamped lots of homes in these areas nearby. It was that heavy rain over the weekend and melting mountain snow that caused the perfect storm and had the Yellowstone River flowing at these historically high levels. I mean, 16 feet? So you think of places like Billings, and I know people listen to us there. The city gets its water, I don't have to tell you, from the river. They had to shut down their treatment plant because they can't operate with water levels that high. And so what do they say in Billings that, well, none of us planned for a 500-year flood event on Yellowstone when we designed these facilities. So they had just a 36-hour supply of water and asked people to conserve because they were optimistic that the river would drop quickly enough for the plant to resume before they ran out. Wow. I mean, these are just kind of the things that happened, the rippling effect of what's going on at Yellowstone. And because of this, so many people normally would be there visiting. It's a popular destination. Eventually this week, hopefully, or by the beginning of next week, some entrances to the park will open up, but so many have had to close down because it's just thick mud and debris and floods. I mean, look, the bridges are going out. They divert the creek and water rolls back in. And I mean, that's what happens when you get a serious, serious flood. And Yellowstone, of course, lives and dies by what? Tourism. So that's going to be a very, very, very big, big hit financially at a time when it's pretty tough anyway for the people in that area. Because they got to wait for the water to recede, first of all. They have to rebuild miles and miles. I mean, it's bad. If you, whatever search engine you have, go and look at it. They've got now so much wildlife that is trying to find places to go. And you've got hundreds of washed out, not just a handful, hundreds of washed out bridges, many of them for hikers, because that's a popular thing to do. And it's beautiful. The incredible miles and miles of these hikes and then bridges that are nestled in between it. So this rebuilding process is going to take some time. The reality is the landscape is looking different because of it. Very, very, very different. So you're talking about bridges that have been built, in some cases, a century ago. And yes, in the fall, there's usually more tourists, but June is typically a very, very busy month. Luckily, I have been there, but only barely. And it was definitely on my list of places to go. So I have to say, it's disappointing to see what it looks like. And luckily, the people that needed help have gotten out, and more are being removed, so they're not finding bodies, and they're finding at least that part to be a relief, but very, very disconcerting. You know, we always talk about the list of people, especially when it's a big name, of people who get COVID, and it seems like COVID-19 feels like it's in the rearview mirror for many of us, right? And if you had it, and especially if you had a bad case, you know how tough that was. And then in trying to figure out that you had COVID. Well, Dr. Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, yep, tested positive for COVID-19. I mean, he's 81. And his was a positive test on a rapid antigen test because he had these mild symptoms. He's fully vaccinated, of course, and he's gotten a couple of booster shots. So what is he doing? He's doing what everybody else is doing when they get COVID. He's isolating and working from his house. He did go to an event, because that's the whole thing about tracing your steps. He did go to an event at his alma mater in Worcester, Massachusetts, over the weekend. There was, I mean, look, there's a bunch of science buildings, the whole complex named after him. And you would have hundreds of students and faculty that would be in a very packed event space. So are people, is that a super spreader event? Are people, were people there flush with COVID? Wednesday's announcement is the first time that Fauci tested positive since the pandemic began. And he, I mean, he's dodged this for 2 years. Now here he is at an important moment, goes back to speak, and then look what happens. Because he didn't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner where there were some people that got sick there because of the COVID-19 concerns. And it was just recently, it feels like, that Fauci said, oh, we're out of the pandemic phase. And then came back and said, wait a second, maybe we're not completely out of that phase, right? Maybe it's not completely what I said. Because everybody thought, well, happy days are here. He's saying it's over. It's over. And unfortunately, then more people started to jump on that list of those who got COVID. And the list grew and grew and grew, and especially when somebody of note gets it, because we, of course, all know, whether it's an athlete, somebody politically speaking, just somebody with some kind of fame. And it's interesting when you look at that word, fame, and then you read the story about 50% of Americans rating U.S. moral values as poor. Yeah, I was just looking at this before we went on the air. Gallup. That's where that 50 comes from. Poor is one way to put it. Another 37% say it's just fair. 1% think the state of morale or of morale of moral values is excellent. So that is a small number. A terrible number, right? I mean, that's a very, very poor number. And I think the reason for that, part of that is because of the pessimism about the future. So, yes, you know, it's getting worse. And that's what those percentage points show, no matter what they are. And I just gave you the broad strokes because you can even pull that down even further. And even politically speaking, apparently, Republicans are more negative than Democrats about the current state of moral values in the U.S. Majorities of both groups, though, think it's deteriorating. The 93% of Republicans who think moral values are getting worse is the highest measured for the group by 1 point, and comes after an uptick when in 2021 when Joe Biden became president. So does it feel like it's being ripped apart? Well, I think, you know, how do you come up with that? You look at dishonesty, integrity, you look at personal accountability, you look at TV, media, internet, you look at lack of family structure, sense of entitlement, lack of morals, lack of faith or religion, and then you pile it all into one big soup, and that's how you get some of these numbers. Greed and selfishness was also a category as a way to measure and decide how you're coming up with that number and the bottom line. And I think the bottom line is there are certain things that we've seen creep up that we haven't talked about in a while, whether it existed or not in this country. Hey, coming up, we've got a mailbag. Tail end of the hour, just the facts. Can you believe that here we are, hump day, and we're midway through June. Midway through June. Hang on, people. That means we're getting close to 6 months, and that's the end of 2022. Wow, can't believe it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order on Wednesday, which the White House says will prevent so-called conversion therapy and provide other protections for the LGBTQ community.
My message to all the young people, just be you. You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. You do belong. And I want you to know that as your president, all of us on this stage have your back.
Residents of the West Texas city of Odessa have been improvising emergency water supplies after a system outage left them high and dry for days amid scorching heat. An aging pipe broke Monday, and the city's water treatment plant was back online Wednesday morning, but utility officials said it could take up to 14 hours for normal service to resume. This is USA Radio News.
Microsoft is ending support for the most recent version of Internet Explorer. The company announced in May that the IE 11 desktop application will be retired and go out of support for certain versions of Windows 10 in favor of its new web browser, Microsoft Edge. Microsoft said that devices still using IE will be progressively redirected to Edge in the next few months. NASA said a rocket carrying two small weather satellites failed this past weekend, preventing the inauguration of a technology that would have helped better forecast hurricanes. The rocket by California-based Astra lifted off from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Station, but the rocket's second stage malfunctioned before reaching orbit and lost the shoebox-sized technology. In a statement, NASA said after a nominal first stage flight, the upper stage of the rocket shut down early and failed to deliver the CubeSats to orbit. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What? Look at the mail, man.
We didn't have to dig very far to feel your frustration. Thanks for all of your email, always. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7. Send me your thoughts. So this one from Thomas. Kate, how worried are you that the Fed once again has another rate hike, and in fact, the biggest since the mid-90s? Yikes. I don't know too many people that are going to be keen on trying to borrow money, whether it's for a car or for a house, because I'm sure those would be the two biggest that would be affected. Of course I'm concerned. I mean, they say they're trying not to induce a recession, but it feels like it's going the opposite way. They're forecasting that unemployment's going to tick up and that it's going to reach like 4% or just over 4% in the next couple of years, maybe. And hopefully that is at least a couple of years, because then you're really talking about a recession. And here's the thing. You've had this unemployment with a it's like a five-decade low, something like that. And mostly we've been solid leading up to this past year. And, of course, the pandemic definitely wreaked havoc. Can the economy withstand a higher interest rate? Can it withstand that and avoid the recession? Or is it the opposite? And I said the ugly number. I mean, look, inflation rose last month to 8.6%, and that was a surprise I think, to a lot of forecasters, people who analyze and look at financial markets, and it made them very queasy about what the Fed was going to do. And now we keep saying it's up, 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 up. And a lot of the people have lost jobs. It's connected to, in particular, real estate. And, I mean, listen, we don't want a recession. Don't want it, don't want it, don't want it. We want, if anything, some sort of rally. And they know it, certainly, at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Because what's in your wallet, what's happening with your family, that is the biggest thing that is really crushing people. People who are the have-nots. Or the, gee, if this was the 70s, we might be okay, but this is a whole different world right now. And there are people feeling this pain. Most people are feeling that pain. Most households are feeling that. They're struggling. They're struggling with gas. They're struggling to pay the bills. They're struggling in a lot of different directions. They're struggling with food, the higher prices, and wages that aren't caught up to that. So does this higher rate bring down inflation? Or does it push us closer toward a recession? I'll tell you what, if you were looking to get a mortgage, me oh my, oh, it's the worst time. I mean, a 30-year fixed mortgage is in the sixes. So that adds up to thousands of dollars more than you would have paid even at the beginning of the year when it's like 3%. Right? We just have to keep forecasting, watching this, and try to figure out ways to quell the inflation. So, yeah, I'm very, very concerned. Incredibly concerned. Because I definitely don't want to see us go into a recession. Because it'll affect, you know, a large swath of us in the United States. Even people who are sort of okay. When I say sort of okay, you can get by, you can pay, but it's not like you're sitting on a wad of cash. But you just keep pushing in that opposite direction, and eventually that's gonna crumble. Then we got this one from Cole, who said, Kate Delaney, oh my gosh, you should be glad that you left Texas. Did you know that Texas was gonna suddenly become a fire zone? It is on fire with wild temperatures over 100 plus. And people in my neighborhood are a little bit worried about the power grid, although we keep hearing, no, everything's fine, just if you can conserve the power. So what does that mean if everything's okay? I mean, we don't have the wildfires that they have in Arizona and New Mexico, but still, it is frightening how hot it's become. I guarantee it's a lot better where you are. You know what? I did not look into the crystal ball and know that was going to happen, but all I'm seeing from friends and all they're texting me is the ridiculous temperatures that they're dealing with and how they can't stand it. How they can't walk the dogs, they don't want to go anywhere, they got kids, they don't want to take anyone anywhere, and they would prefer to live in an ice box, but they don't, and they want to conserve energy so that they don't have any kind of a zap to the power whatsoever. But listen, in the Tampa St. Pete area, it was 95, so that's not exactly chilly. I'm not exactly in Alaska. Oh, it's so cold here in Florida. You wouldn't believe it. You would not believe how cold it is. No, it's just not that way. Somebody said to me, though, the ultimate question that I'm sure some of you have heard. Well, it's a different kind of heat, isn't it, from Texas to Florida? Yeah, there's a thing called humidity. And how bad is the humidity? Of course, it's going to feel a lot different. This from Jack, Kate Delaney. I am so sad to hear that Internet Explorer is gone. I heard your funny bit the other day, and I laughed out loud because I feel your frustration of how horrible it was for me. I had the same problems you had. It ended up causing havoc with two of my computers, and I caught all kinds of bugs from it. It was terrible. I stayed off that iconic symbol as much as possible. And browsers now have evolved in lots of different directions. So you have choices in what browser you decide that you're going to use. But we didn't have as much of a choice back then. And there were no new versions. And Microsoft obviously had to get rid of it because customers were bailing and going in other directions if they were even a fan of Internet Explorer. But I'm right there with you, and you're right. I was talking about the bugs. Security was slow. It was terrible. I hated it. I mean, that was what I called IE was Operation Desperation. So if nothing else was working, I would go to it, but it was so impractical. It was terrible. And the security made me feel wonky, like it wasn't very secure, and it makes sense because they didn't update it very much at all. This one from May. Hi, Kate. I still am trying to wrap my mind, I'm sure so many others have moved on, as to the sad story in Uvalde, Texas. I feel fortunate that my last child just graduated college, and I hope people around the world will remember some of these victims, because that a lot of that fades as the weeks go by. But it's terrible with that elementary school. I think they almost should tear it down because of what it becomes a symbol of, kind of like what they did in Sandy Hook. I mean, they just flat out tore down the school. Yeah, you know, they're talking about what will they do with the school, actually. And you wonder if that's what would happen, right? I mean, 19 kids and two teachers at that elementary school. I would think that there would be maybe a push to do that, right? I mean, still they're questioning some of the details of what happened. I mean, because there was so much confusion over the police reaction, etc., and 911 calls, and what law enforcement did or what they didn't do during the mass shooting. But just a terrible, terrible tragedy. Just awful for all those families that are going to feel that for the rest of their lives. I mean, listen, that's a terrible loss. And I guess central in all of this, and you're not asking this, but is the chief of police and what happens, because what's the official account, and people are asking public information, you know, records to find out what happened there. I mean, it's a 6-person police department, pretty much, where they're in charge of safety at Uvalde schools. So that's the other side of this whole thing. And I'm thinking that school doesn't survive either because of the harsh memory of it and the fact that they could rebuild, and especially with some of the money that's come in, or figure out a way to not have that building standing as a terrible reminder to a very, very dark, dark, dark day. Incredibly, incredibly dark. All right, one last one. This one is from Miranda. And Miranda says, Kate, gas out of control on the East Coast. Looks like it's inching up closer to 6. I hope we do not become like California. Yeah, you know, in California, there's a couple of places where it's $7. Whoa, look out.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Just the facts, man.
Just the facts as we know them to be true anyway. That's just the facts. So here's a couple of the just the facts that were on my mind today. Here's something I've talked about in the past, but I haven't talked about it lately because there's so much else that's on our minds, right? But Spirit Airlines is saying, yep, we're in talks with JetBlue over a $3.4 billion sweetened offer, and we expect to decide on the proposal this month. So if you're not caught up on what airline's gobbling up what airline, well, let me do that for you in just the facts. JetBlue has offered more in cash than Frontier, which is a Colorado-based airline in Frontier stock, and they've got stock and cash that's part of their bid. So Spirit really wants this to happen, and they're finding more cash, probably from nickeling and diming everybody who goes on their airline. Okay, you want water? That will be $5 for a cup of water. I flew Spirit Air, and it's cheap, right? That was the whole thing. I flew Spirit Airline one time. I think it was out of desperation because there wasn't other flights. And thought, wow, this ticket is really cheap, and everybody warned me, and it really, as I said one time in an open mic that I did, you pay by the cheek, in other words, for the seat. One cheek, okay, you're getting this big of a seat. You know, I mean, seriously, it was crazy of all the flights I've ever taken. And, you know, and every once in a while I'll run into someone and they'll say, what are you talking about? I thought it was just the greatest thing ever. I don't know, maybe they hydrated before they got on the plane. Maybe they just had a completely different experience than I did. So it'll be interesting if all of that happens, what then does the airline look like? What does it look like, right? This, in just the facts, is something a lot of people are talking about. Bitcoin. Because how often do you have that conversation? Oh, cryptocurrency, is it something that, you know, is this something to invest in if I have a couple of bucks? Or is this something that's going to take off in the future? And what about, speaking of electricity, how much electricity does it use, etc., for the mining? But anyway, Bitcoin prices dropped 17% over this past weekend to below 23,000. Its lowest point, 23,000, its lowest point since 2020. And there's been a huge market-wide drop in crypto. Huge. Drone deliveries. Just the facts. People are starting to make fun of it. In fact, there are some funny commercials about pizzas missing their mark. Because people keep talking about, oh, well, pizza delivery. It'll just come to your door. They'll just fly the pizza over. But in all seriousness, Amazon says Prime Air is going to begin delivering packages via drones later this year. And Amazon customers in Lockford, California are going to be among the first to get access. They'll be able to tell us, is it okay? Is it working? Is this something that we're going to do in the future that's going to work in my neighborhood as well? It's a kind of a cool idea in a way, kind of Jetson-y, but will it work? I think it depends on what you're getting and what kind of neighborhood you live in, right? All right, this could be useful. Because it's happening right now. So in just the facts, this is important. Starting July 16, Americans are going to be able to dial or text 988. So remember that number, 988. Why? You can reach a mental health crisis hotline. So the idea is, and it makes sense, it's designed to be easier to remember than a 10-digit phone number. You're having some kind of a meltdown, some kind of a crisis. Are you thinking, oh, yeah, what is the number again? So it's like 911. If you remember 988, then you would get help a lot quicker. I think that's whoever came up with that idea, that was a smart idea. Smart, 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 smart. All right, I love these kinds of stories. This is a good one for just the facts. The HMS Gloucester. It's a shipwreck from 340 years ago. I guess hosted a party of winning and dining nobility, including a future king. So its discovery had been kept secret until lately. And I was looking at, I just think these things are cool. I was looking at some of the underwater photos of it. And so it sank 340 years ago. And it was, so that would be, what, 1682. It was a 50-gun frigate with a gilded stern, and it was a veteran ship of the Anglo-Spanish War. It was making a run up the coast to Edinburgh to retrieve the wife of the Duke of York and bring her to London. So the Duke himself was a younger brother to King Charles II and heir to the throne in England. He had hangers-on, in other words, an entourage, And they were traveling first class. They were drinking wine, hanging out. Musicians were there. Woohoo! Doing the entertainment thing. Put your mind back. 1682. And, yeah. So it did not reach its destination, let's say. And I find that interesting in looking as they do the research in the tales of who was, you know, part of the manifest of the ship and what went on there. And it's pretty amazing to see some of the underwater photos and the video, frankly. I think that's the real key, the video that's come out of that, you know. And that's how they're piecing together, okay, here's who was on the boat, and here's what we know to be true, right? Here's what we know to be true. Just the facts, right? Just the facts. The PGA Tour suspended 17 players for competing on the LIV Tour, which is backed by Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. Suspended players include Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, and Sergio Garcia. The fun fact part of it, the other part of this, is many of those players are going to be in front of big crowds starting on Thursday because they are part of the U.S. Open, which is not in any way affiliated really with the PGA Tour. It's the United States Golf Association, and they wanted the big name players there, so they didn't do that. But the players, other than this stop, are ineligible to compete on any PGA Tour affiliate event. And they can't participate in the FedEx Cup or, check this out, the President's Cup. So it's not just Phil Mickelson, it's Ian Poulter, it's Dustin Johnson, Kevin Na, Lee Westwood. To you, they might not be big names, but if you watch the international competition and you're cheering on the Americans, they're very, very big names. But they're getting very, very big dollars when they win tournaments. Because in this last tournament, even, the winner of the weekend tournament gets $4 million. They got $4 million. That is a lot of money. Combined with whatever the signing fee was. Yeah, so just the facts, sometimes, well, a lot of times, let's be honest, it's all about money. What was that famous line from the movie Wall Street from the 80s? Greed is good, according to fictional character Gordon Gekko. What do you think? Thanks for joining us for this first hour of the show. Hats off to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.